Ngā mihi mana hauo te ata ki a koutou katoa e whakarongo maina ki tēnei tō reo irirangi Māori ko te hiku o te ika. O Iwama, we have the honour and the privilege of having a beautiful wahine on the phone, and we'll just whakatau I aia. Welcome to the show, Amber. Ngā mihi ki a koe.
Oh, morena. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've done some pretty important research and worked with Te Papa. You also attended a conference in London recently. Tell us, give us a bit of a backstory in regards to your research.
So I work at Te Papa for our repatriation program, Karanga Aotearoa. I've been in the position for nearly 8 years. And my job here is to basically find out where our tūpuna are around the world, make contact with the museums or universities or medical institutions that potentially have our tūpuna. And once we find out if they've got them, then I ask them for all the information that they have so we can find out where those tūpuna were taken and ultimately take them home.
Well, that's a huge job, huge mahi. It's massive. So tell us, how did these koiwi get overseas? How did our tūpuna end up in these different parts of the world?
So most of them were taken between sort of the 1860s to about the 1890s, and that was around the time where science was really interested in how cultures developed, things like Darwinism and evolution of the human race. So they saw the more, shall we say, darker races. They saw them as being less evolved than, say, the more European. They saw the Europeans were, I guess they saw them as being the most highly evolved, and anybody under them was sort of a little bit lower down the tree and on their way to evolving to that higher status. So they were interested in obtaining skulls mostly because it talked about, they looked at the brain and how the brain developed and all of that kind of stuff. So in all the countries, a lot of the indigenous peoples, their skulls were collected, including our own, and they were collected in large numbers, sometimes hundreds at a time, were collected from caves and that sort of stuff, particularly up in the north.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's quite sad. Sort of reading that kind of stuff. And when I first started, it used to make me quite angry when I used to read these diaries and these letters about how they would just come into our wahitapu, into our urupa, and just take the skulls, you know, under the cover of darkness and behind people's backs. And, yeah, so it's quite hard mahi, you know, to get through that emotional side of it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine the taumahatanga that comes with it and knowing that you were kind of a link to bring these tūpuna back. So how do you connect them back to a particular iwi? Because that's another ball game in itself, isn't it, to try and find that whakapapa links?
Yes, definitely. Well, mainly what we do, it's around the paper records. So it's we look at the letters, the information that the collector has given the museum about where these tūpuna were taken, because around that time, it was scientific, so they was important to identify where the tūpuna were taken from, and sort of if they knew any more information, like a particular iwi that they might be related to. So a lot of the times I'm reading diaries of collectors and following their trails around the country, and identifying which burial caves they went to, and in particular which areas they went to.
When you do this kind of mahi, so your first step would be to identify whether or not that's a Māori tūpapaku, whether or not that's one of our tūpuna, and then connect them back to a tūtohu whenua here. And so how many through that process have been returned back to Aotearoa or back to the iwi?
So back to Aotearoa, we've probably brought home close to 600. And back to iwi, I think we're at about 135 back to iwi. So, I mean, in comparison, it doesn't seem like we've sent many home. But sometimes the research can take quite a number of years, and because it's only me, so I can only do so much at a time. And then there's other times where we don't have any information about those tūpuna. All we know is that they're Māori and they're from New Zealand, and that's it.
Wow. I know that this is a kaupapa that is, it's close to so many people's hearts. I mean, this is really our whakapapa, our tupuna we're talking right. about. So how did you get into this line of work, and how can, I know that there's plenty of rangatahi out there that would one day like to do mahi like this. How did you get involved, and how can anyone else get involved?
My background is as an archaeologist. I went to university a little bit later in life after I'd had my children, and I was interested in my history and my whakapapa and knowing who I was and you know, about my past. And I discovered archaeology and that's just digging up the past, finding out what the past can tell us. And I'd done a lot of reading, mostly from people that weren't even from New Zealand who were talking about our history. And it's like, I want to find out about my history myself. I want to see the evidence for myself. So that's why I got into archaeology. And just through meeting other Indigenous groups, particularly Australian Aboriginals who were doing this type of mahi as well, that sort of inspired me. And I thought to myself, that is such awesome mahi. You know, you're doing it for your people. And it just so happened I was talking with them, and there was a woman there, and she said, well, there's a job going at Te Papa if you're interested. It closes in 2 days. So I was like, oh. So I just applied. I sort of didn't even think about it. I thought, no, I want to do this. So, and here I am 8 years later. But definitely I think if there are other rangatahi that are interested in this type of work, I definitely would, I guess, you know, looking at Māori history definitely is important. You know, doing Māori studies, I mean, maybe anthropology, which is just a study of cultures, or archaeology, those sort of fields are quite good to get into, and museum studies also. But we definitely need more rangatahi out there doing this type of work, and even particularly in archaeology, we need more Māori out there doing that kind of work.
Yeah, it's a bit of a big mahi to have only a few of people, especially one person at Te Papa doing it, it's a huge mahi. How can we keep in touch so that we know whether or not our tupuna are coming back here? You know, so that we can kind of be on the pulse and know where they're at. Is there some way that we can contact Te Papa or whatever?
So we have a repatriation website through Te Papa. So if you just Google Te Papa repatriation, there's usually something there. And when we are bringing tupuna home, depending on what the other institutions are like, sometimes we know in advance where those tupuna come from, sometimes we don't, and it just takes time to get that information. But usually we will contact iwi to let them know that there are some tupuna from their rohe that are coming home, and to invite them to come to the pōwhiri when they come back to Te Papa. Also, there's like social media pages. Te Papa has a really good one, Twitter, that kind of stuff. But usually it's word of mouth. So that we, you know, it's important for us to contact iwi and hapu when we know that they are tupuna from that rohe, and we want them to come home. You know, we want them to be there to welcome them home.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Amber, for your kōrero this morning.
Kia
ora. Oh, gosh. Kā tahi te kaupapa nui. You know, I really appreciate what you do for our iwi across the board and for our tupuna, and making sure that they're safe and they're back home.
Yeah, it's important, mahi, and we need to bring our tupuna home at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much. Kia pai tōra. Thank you. I hope that we have another talk again soon.
Aye.
Tēnā tātou katoa ko tērā te reo kōrero o Amber Aranui. Ko ia tērā e kaitiaki tūpāpaku. He tangata e mahi ana i ngā mahi kia hoki mai ngā tūpāpaku Māori, ngā tūpuna Māori ki roto o Aotearoa. Kāmatu kia hoki anō ki o rātou iwi. Kia okioki marika ai ki Wainganui. I o rātou whenua taurikura. Nā reirei huama, katahi te kaupapa nui whakahirahira, ka hoki ngā mahara ki tērā o ngā waiata, te hoki ngā mai, ngā moko mōkai, ka hoki ngā mahara ki te timatanga o tēnei tau i hoki mai era tūpuna ki roto o te papa. Nā reira, he kaupapa nui whakahirahira, mehemea, ko koe tētahi e pātai ana mihe mea i reira o tupuna, tēnā haere ki te whāringi ipurangi o te papa, kia kite koe mihe mea he honunga ou ki ngā tupuna e takoto ana ki roto o tērā whare taonga. Nā reira e whāma, ana te kaupapa rangatira o te wā, ko tēnei te reo irirangi Māori o te hiki o te ikai, tautoko anei ngā kaupapa Māori puta no te motu. Kia mautonu mai.